We continue Kitzur Shulchanaruch Simon Kuf Pei Beis. Hilchus Gneiva Vigzela. Beis Arshur. It's Baruch. Also Ligzoil or Lignoiv. One may not steal. The difference between Gzela or Gneiva is Gzela is done openly. Gneiva is done surreptitiously. I feel Kalshahu, even the smallest amount, Beim Yisrael, Beim Nachri, whether from a Jew or from a Nachri. Even though in Halacha, less than a sheva pruta is not considered mammon, it's not considered money. And if somebody stole something less than a sheva pruta, there is no chiv to return it. Still, there's a rule in halacha of chatzishir osam ratayra. You're not allowed to take even the smallest amount from somebody else. If you stole, and on the same hand, if somebody stole from somebody else, the halacha, the Torah tells us, is the heshev is a gzela shegozal. You have to return. Not only must you return, you have to return in full. And not say, well, I returned the entire amount minus a pox m'shava pruta. That isn't acceptable. And therefore, even stealing the smallest amount, taking a small grape in a store, or using somebody else's towel without permission. We're not allowed to steal from Yisrael, even from a parent. A son from a father from a son are not allowed to steal. And similarly, a husband and a wife may not take something that belongs to each other without permission. And also one may not steal from a katan. Isa, the Tanan de Belial. The Tanan de Belial tells us, Mais bechad shesipa loy, she'os avl l'goy b'mdinas hatamarim shemach loy. Somebody said that he acted inappropriate with a nochri in measuring and weighing the dates that he sold him. And then he bought with that money oil. And the barrel in which the oil was broke. And all the oil spilled out. I said, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so careful. We're not allowed to steal from anybody. So you thought that you're doing the right thing, what you're doing is wrong, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished you immediately. Even if somebody steals with a good intention, that he wants to use the money that he stole for good purposes, one may never steal. But if the amount you take for somebody else is so little, shame shiakbel of klal, nobody cares about such a small amount. You have a pile of wood, and somebody takes out a small stick that could use as a toothpick, mutter. However, what's appropriate is not that him to take this amount. If people don't want you to take this little amount, but their attitude is, I don't want you to take anything, but if you took it, I won't care if you don't return it, that is still considered gezeila and may not be taken. And if you know about a certain individual, let's say you took something which most people don't care about, but you know that this person from whom you took it does care, you're not allowed to take it from him. Sif Gimel, Os Lignav Aldas Lachser, you're not allowed to, Afilu Lignav, Adas Lachser, even to steal with the intention of returning, El Shiroitz Lachzarek Tzas, for whatever reason you want to make this person whom you're taking something from feel bad, Abderach Svoik, or you think that this is a joke, Gam Kain Osser. And even if you steal, what you're doing, you think you're doing on behalf of the person that you're stealing from. You have an individual, for example, who isn't careful by watching the things that he owns. So I want to teach him a lesson and take something from him that he should be more careful in the future. Then, even then, it's wrong to steal. The gneva with the intention of returning, even if he doesn't take it away from his rishus. I just hide it. But this person lost it and thinks that it was stolen. That's already considered gzela. If somebody, unfortunately, is very ill, or somebody is not in the proper state of mind, and people take from their finances to be able to support them, that isn't considered gezeila. Sif Dalit. Also, lachshik is chaver kolshehu. You're not allowed to cheat somebody else even in the slightest amount. Shenemar lo sashik esreyecha. Vezek eshik. Zeshaba mam chaver liyade b'rtsoin chaveroi. This is somebody else's money ended up with me with his consent. Kigon sheyesh lo biyade halvah scheres. Somebody owes me money or some for a loan or for wages. Venerets l'sham loy. He doesn't want to pay. Every day I go, every time I come to collect, he pushes me off. Still, I'm not allowed to take something with him without permission. But this is only Reyecha and Asur B'Nachra. However, when we're being lenient with a Nachri, it's only in a case, there's no Chil Hashem involved. If you borrowed money from a Nachri and that Nachri passed away, Rishar Lachis B'Noi, you could deny you owe them to a son, Sheni Yedeya, Babir Kishum Shakur, that doesn't know for certain that you are lying. Avak Shenachri Yedeya Shum Shakur. If the Nachri knows that you're lying, Usur, then you're not allowed to do something like this because of the Chil Hashem. Vapa Mokum Sheni Yedeya, even in a place where the Nachri doesn't know what you did, Eno Shir Lavke Chavas Oshach Chav Shuchayv Loi. You can only try to get back money that's owed to you. To take something, to take an object from him, that you're not allowed to do. That's considered straight out gezeila. If you buy something from a nachri, you're not allowed to fool him when you're paying. The Baron of Nachri, the Nachri is selling you this object. They only because of the amount that they agreed I would pay. And now if I cheat him, it's considered outright stealing, not just getting back what's owed to me. Even just fooling somebody. In a case, which doesn't involve actually taking away anything of value, a sur b'masa matan may not be done in any business transaction. If the nachri made a mistake, not that you caused him to make the mistake, mutter, then there's room for leniency. Again, if there won't be a chel Hashem in this involved, that I'll never find out. For Nachab, Shem El Yisrael, and therefore in such a case, it's appropriate that the Yisrael should announce, Re'ei, you should know, Shal Cheshbon Cha Nisamech, I'm relying on you when we're doing this calculation. Sif Hei, Kol HaChayim Beis HaKel Shechaveri, somebody who desires the house or anything that belongs to someone else, or Kol Dover, She'ein b'das chaver l'machroi. Anything that there is no intention to sell to you. V'hu arba l'reim. And he got a lot of people, or she'ifts by batzvo, he himself cajoled him at she'machroi until he sold it to him. Hareza over, that person was over the lav of l'sachmud. U'mishah she'nifta b'leiv. From the moment that he started convincing him, v'heich v'chishev, and he started to think, how will I be able to get my hands on this object? It starts with you desiring something, and then the taiva brings to the chimed that you should actually do something to get him to sell it to you. So therefore, if somebody ends up buying something that he desired, that he shouldn't have, desired, over b'shnei lavin. He's over to lavin. V'kach nema, in fact, that's why the Torah says, lo sachma v'lo sasava. If somebody is jealous of somebody else's job, and he tries to convince that person to teach him that profession, that isn't lo sava. Also, the Rav Paiskim suggests that every time somebody steals from somebody else, besides the terrible avera of leisignoi of leisigzoil, he's also over the lav leisachmoi. If somebody tries to convince and does convince somebody to give him a gift, that too is considered leisachmoi. If somebody gives you the gift because he didn't really want to give you the gift, he's just embarrassed not to give you the gift, there could be in that even a question of gzeila. Sevov. Mitzvah Aseil HaGoizel L'Hachzaz Gzeil Atzma. If somebody stole something from somebody else, he should return the actual object that he stole. Imen Be'ein of Elay Nishtanis, if it's still extant. And if the person who stole is no longer alive, and is now his children have control over that object, his children should return that very object, even if the owners were already Miyash. Shnema, as the Torah says, Ve'eshev Gzeila Shagozel. Vudin L'Gneivin, the same halacha applies both by Gzeila and Gneiva. Ve'en Yotzi Dei Chavosoi, and you don't fulfill what the Torah wants you to do, but Nesina Stomin just were paying money the value. Afilim Kvan Shash or Balim, even if the owner is already Miyash, if you have the actual object, you should return it. However, if the object that you stole, you sold or gave away, so now you have, and the owners of this object were Miyash, so now we have, as the Gemara Masechet Bava Metzia teaches us, a situation of Yiyush and Shina Rishus, and there you could give back just the value. Even if the person from whom you stole did not demand from you the actual item, that doesn't change the halacha of a Heshev as a Gzeila, you have to return what you stole. Avol Mavda, if what you stole got lost, or it's no longer the same as it was when you stole it, or shishak of a binyan, or you used it, let's say you stole a beam and you put it into a building, shiyelai hefsa god lister as a binyan, that will evolve a huge loss to demolish the building, yotzi de chavosai, you can fulfill your obligation, b'nesinas damim, with paying, k'mayshayis b'shas gzeila, as it was at the time of the gzeila. Even though with the Raisa, the halacha would be that you should really have to demolish the building and give back the beam, there's a halacha of Tekanas Meresh. Chazal wanted to encourage people to do tshuva. And if we're going to have to demolish the building, people may not give back the beam. So Chazal, in that case, instituted that just giving back the value is enough. However, this is only if you stole something that you built into a building. But if you stole property from somebody else and you put up a building on that stolen property, then you have to give back the property, even though it involves demolishing your home. Then you could fulfill your obligation by giving the value, what the value of this object that you stole was at the time that you stole it. Makes no difference if it went up or down in value. If the person from whom you stole is elsewhere, you don't have to send the money to where he is. He just has to notify him that I stole from you. Come and pick up your shamloi. And mace hanigzel, if the person from whom you stole passed away, yaxel yashuv, then return what you stole to the people, to his yashim, to his ears. Sif zayin. Hagoizel Sarabim, if somebody stole from a community, if somebody had a store, or Mida, mother of Mida Chaserah, and his scale was dishonest, or Shokav Mishkal Chaser Kadaima, he used a measuring stick, a ruler, a scale that was not accurate, or Shahem Munna Bekol, or if he was an appointed official in the community, for Hekel Al Krovov, he was nicer to his relatives, Vichved Al Acherim, and he didn't treat everybody equally. It came Misha Notl Rebbe's Mirabim, or somebody takes interest from the entire community. The Chuvasa Kasha, his Chuv is very difficult because he doesn't know to whom exactly to return. Lefikach Yaset Sarchi Rabim, he should do things on behalf of the community. Shagam Hanigzolim, that presumably the person from whom you stole, Yanimahem, will benefit. Mukamakim, Oysom Shudei Shagazimahem, from the people that he knew that he stole from, he has to return and it's inadequate for mashanasa tzarchi rabin. If he does use that money for tzarchi rabin, the halacha is that normally when you do something on behalf of a community, it may be publicized that you did a mitzvah with your money. That would not be the case where you're just returning stolen money. You don't deserve covet for returning stolen money. Sif Ches. Oslugnus Maganov from a Gazlim as a Chavit Shaganov or Gazel. One should not buy from a Ganov or a Gazlim the object that he stole, even in the case where the owners were Miyash, you still should not buy that object. And if you did buy it, if you knew at the time that you bought it that it's a stolen object, even though you could benefit from it because you paid from it, you have the right thing is that you should return it. But if you did not know at the time you bought it that this was a stolen object, so there the halacha can't demand that you return it, but the right thing is that you should return it. But the question is, does the person who it was stolen from have to reimburse you for what you paid for it? And this halacha is the equal by Yisrael and Nachri. Kigama Nachri Nitzav Alissa Genev Gzela Afilam Nachri Chaveri. One Nachri may not steal from another Nachri. V'umishev Mitzvah Shnitzav Aleim. They include in the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach. V'ovan Gadol who licked this managana from an agazlin. It's a terrible sin to buy something from a ganav or gazlin. Shrei Machzik Yidei Oiver Aveira. You support people who are doing Aveira when you do something like this. V'al Zeh Nemar. Somebody who is a partner with a ganav by buying things that the ganav steals is a hated person. By acting this way, you cause that the ganav will steal more in the future. Because if this person who stole will never find somebody to buy from him, La Yignaiv, he will stop stealing. Even though this thief always has the option to take this, what was stolen, elsewhere, where nobody knows that it's stolen, it's not so easy to do. But if the person who's buying the stolen object is doing it on behalf of the owners, that I buy this stolen object to return it to the person from whom it's stolen from in order that they should get back the stolen object, but they'll pay me, then it's mutter. But this is only applicable if the person from whom it was stolen had no recourse to get it back himself. One may not accept to watch something that he believes is a stolen object. Siftes, to have any benefit from a stolen object, as long as it's in the possession of the ganav gazlan, osur. Even a minor benefit that the true owners would not have cared. If I want to exchange money with money that I know is stolen money, also, the mask nuvus gazulus should not be done with stolen money. The kain lekana bias gazul b'chama bnei chama. To enter a home which I know is a stolen home when it's hot because it's a very hot day. Ugeshama bnei geshamim, or when it's raining to get out of the rain. Or lava beside the gazul, or to walk through a stolen piece of property. Usur, because as the rishonim teach us, to have any benefit from a stolen object is something inappropriate. And even to use it for dvar mitzvah, which normally there's a rule, nichle le'inish d'leva mitzvah m'mayne, people are satisfied that their belongings should be used for mitzvah, and many times we could therefore take things from somebody else without their permission, talis, tefillin, sfarim, but when something is in the possession of a gazlan, then the owner doesn't want anybody to use it, even for a mitzvah purpose. Sifyud, okay, Mishu Ganav Gazal Mefursim. If somebody is a well-known individual, is a thief, She'en Lo Melech Acheres Lazois, All he does is that he's a thief. Everything that he has, we need to assume, is stolen property. You can't have any benefit for anything that this person has. And a poor person can't take stock from that person. Sefir Aleph. If somebody's trying to sell something which looks like it's a stolen object, if you have people who are watchmen over a field that grows fruit, and they sell fruit in a surreptitious way, somebody's trying to sell something, but he's selling it and he's carrying it that nobody should see. When he sells it, he tells the buyer, Hatman, put it away. Don't make it public that you bought it. Also look nice. And all these cases that you may not buy it. In a case where somebody buys something that there's reason to believe it's stolen, then you're not allowed to buy it. But if you're buying something from somebody who you know that if the true owner knows it's missing, will know it's missing, and will know where to go for it, then it's not a problem. These halachas apply not just by buying from a Jew who you are concerned is a ganav, but buying from a nochri who you think is a ganav. And even if you know that the nochri stole from a different nochri, the halacha still is that you're not allowed to buy from him. But feel a niknas meisha is a dover to buy something from a woman. That we have reason to be concerned that she's selling this without her husband's consent. To buy from a man jewelry, where there's reason to be concerned that he's selling his wife jewelry or clothing or objects without her permission. Also, you shouldn't buy such an object.